Hi, this is a dictation for Corey Howell, CoreyHowell. Date of service is 9/11/2024. Date of birth is 5/21/1977. Date of accident is 1/6/2024. Mr. Corey Howell is a victim of an automobile accident where he was hit as a pedestrian by a car that was passing by. He flew in the air, landed on the ground, leading to headaches with the symptoms of TBI like dizziness, vertigo, loss of balance, pain in the TMJ on the left side. Pain syndrome started with the pain in the neck, mid back and lower back, and pain in the left wrist, which was fractured as a Colles fracture that was operated. Patient also underwent various treatment for different injuries. For example, he had a pulmonary contusion with pneumothorax. There was also a fracture of the second metacarpal of the left hand, Colles fracture of the left hand, and fracture of the three right ribs and transverse process fracture of lumbar spine. Patient has been treated with opiates and conservative treatment. He has been seeing various specialists like neurologists, neuropsych, and counseling, as well as neurosurgery. He has undergone a surgery for the neck that was done on January 13, 2014, leading to cervical spine fusion at DMC Hospital. And it has been feeling well, except patient experienced some numbness of the right hand and some motor weakness and sometime tremors. An MRI was ordered on the last visit to identify current status of the cervical spine that will be discussed in the plan of care. Currently, the patient reports he is improving in his right hand tremors, which are not present, and muscle spasm are not present, and the pain and numbness is still present, but it is minimal. At this time, patient reports of his pain mainly in the lower back and mid back to the tune of 10, and pain in the left wrist is around 6. The pain in the right chest, lower chest, is around 4. And the ADLs are affected 10. Overall, the pain is reported to be affecting between 9 and 10. He is able to sleep well with the medication. His pain is under control with all the medications. The patient does report 90% improvement in his symptoms at this time. And please review the records for the ADLs for system review. Please review the records for ADL for system review, additional issues, and also the substance abuse and compliance history. Currently, he is stabilized on Percocet tablets. His last urine screen did not show the medication, although it shows THC and benzodiazepine. He will be reduced to one pill a day for that reason. And at night, he'll be provided with Trazodone and Robaxin for additional sleep help. In the physical examination, blood pressure is 159 over 122, pulse is 69, pulse ox is 99. The rest of the exam is the same from previous visit, dated 8/27/2024, dictation number 0901-026. Plan is to provide the patient with pain relief, Percocet 7.5/325 once a day, 15 tablets for 15 days. Robaxin is also renewed, 500 milligram, one tablet twice a day for 15 days. And physical therapy is reduced to once a week as the patient has recovered quite a bit. Focusing on the neck and the lower back. No traction to be provided for the cervical spine. And chiropractic treatment and laser treatment are discussed with the patient. shoulder pain, also to be treated by therapy. He remains off work and household replacement, transportation, case management, that has been signed. The MRI for the cervical spine that was done is reviewed, and it shows the postoperative changes of C3, C4, C5, and C6 with adequate decompression of the thecal sac, and C6-7 with a bulging disc indenting the ventral thecal sac, C7 and T1, no evidence of disc herniation. This MRI was dated July 22, 2024. Another MRI in August was reviewed, as it shows a hyperintensity in the right half of the spinal cord at C4, C5, consistent with a small area of encephalomalacia. The patient is being referred to the spine surgeon, Dr. Tao, at DMC Hospital. Patient will be seen in 30 days' time. Thank you.